Welcome to episode
93
of CMBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In today's episode of CMBC, we're going to be trying three IPAs from somewhere in the West.
All right? The West.
Yeah, like Colorado, Wyoming,
Arizona,
Utah, those types of states.
Oregon. Is that in the West?
Yeah, that's in the West.
That counts, right?
Yeah, that would be Pacific Northwest, though. Well, but anyway, it's all West.
It's West of...
we're just saying East or West.
Right.
And that would...
It's West of the Continental Divide.
So three IPAs...
Technically, are we on the... Which side of the Continental Divide are we on?
We are on the East side of the Continental Divide.
Well, actually. Shit. That ruins everything.
It's West of the Mississippi.
It's West of Mississippi. All right. Okay. And we were West earlier today, weren't
yes,
we?
Yes, we were West of the Continental Divide earlier.
We crossed the Continental Divide. So we survived the night with the mosquitoes.
Yes. All right. The first beer in tonight's bevy of IPAs is called IPA from Melvin Brewing Company in Alpine, Wyoming.
Which I had never heard of.
And so the first time I was introduced to this beer, actually the second time, because the first time I didn't realize I was introduced to this beer. The second time I was introduced by this beer, we do a... At my new office here in Colorado, we do a Thursday wine down once a month or so, where we have beers and wine in the afternoon.
That's awesome.
And
this is sponsored by the company.
Melvin, there's several Melvin beers are always situated to be drank.
And is that something easy to get here in Colorado?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I liked that beer, so I've been getting it again. But... I forgot. I didn't realize that the first time. Let's try the beer first, then I'll get into the background there.
It's got a way nice, fluffy white head.
It has a nice kind of traditional IPA smell, I think. It's got a little bit of that dank, a little bit of the more dank
IPA. Are you getting
IPA.
Dank? I'm not
Do
getting
you?
Any dank. I'm getting
what do you
all
get?
Fruit. But I didn't. The head on my pour is about 4 inches, so it might be blocking the aroma a little. And that's
or
not a criticism.
It's all the aroma.
I'm just saying. But all I'm getting is a foam. Well, that's juicy.
That's
There's
nice.
No dank at all in this one.
That's nice.
Did you smell dank? Do you taste dank?
Mm-mm. Not in a bad way. Just that kind of. Some IPAs have that.
Yeah.
That more of that kind of vibe to it.
This definitely.
Wait, did I start recording?
Ha ha ha!
I did.
We only have one of these, so we better get it right.
Yeah. So this beer,
it's delicious.
The brewery, was actually started in a Thai restaurant in Jackson, Wyoming, I believe. And I actually had these beers at the Thai restaurant, but I didn't click until you actually said that, doing our 6 minutes of prep for the for the episode.
And
that
if Brendan
this was
never
the same brewery, because I was like,
prep.
There is... How many Thai breweries, Thai restaurants with breweries are there in the country?
I don't know,
probably.
But I bet you there's more than one. But in Wyoming, there's probably only one.
There's only like four people, so it's kind of hard to believe. Anyway, so Melvin IPA, 7.5% alcohol by volume. Two brewers walk into a Thai restaurant in Wyoming. They drink and write a recipe. The beer that comes from that day started an empire. Well, not really, but the beer was exactly what they wanted. So they made a hell of a lot more of it. Look at you, Melvin, all grown up. Am I confusing this with the Thai restaurant versus just the background story?
No, we started in the back of a Thai restaurant on a 20-gallon system in 2010 and upgraded to a 100-gallon system in 2011. Now we brew 30-barrel system with big, shiny tanks and centrifuges and things like that.
Yeah.
Fancy that.
So it was 2016 when I would have been there in Jackson.
All right. So that was after they had gone to the new fancy giant thing.
Are they part of the Wild Goose conglomerate? It says Wild Goose Ale on here as well.
Wild Goose? Like, from Maryland Wild Goose?
Wild Goose
no
Ale.
No shit.
How does it say that?
I don't know. We'll have to do some more digging. Well, we need more 6 minutes of prep for this kind of stuff.
Living life to the emptiest.
Ha.
That's what it says.
Welcome to Melvin Brewing. This is the beginning of your wonderful new kung fu relationship, a kung fu friendship between our brew family and all beer lovers alike. Talk of Melvin began on the West Coast, but the heart of Melvin started beating in the small town of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is a cool town. You've been there? They got that giant antler statue or sculpt or whatever it is.
So is it Jackson or Jackson Hole?
Jackson Hole.
I thought Jackson Hole was a resort and Jackson is the town.
I am not a geologist.
Are you reading?
No, I am reading.
I don't think geology has anything to do with
geography. I'm not a geographer. I'm not a cartographer. With big ideas and even bigger barrels of hops, Melvin now takes off in the hands of owner Jeremy Toft and head production brewer Dave Chichura.
So they have an elephant in the background on the can, which kind of goes back to the Thai thing, maybe a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Other elephants in Thailand?
Well, yeah, they got, and they have some beer, other beers, and you know, as a spoiler, we have a Listomania for this episode since we're focused on IPAs.
How many is in this Listomania?
Well, there's 33, and they're not in any particular order, so I'm only going to read the first five randomly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do like 11 and then 11.
You want me to do 11, 11, 11? All right, I'm going to do 11.
All right, but we might have to... I'll tell you what, let's go through... Let's do five of them in-depth, reading the stuff, and let's do the rest of them just like...
Right fast. Quick?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're doing
that. Is that a good way to do that?
Are we doing that now?
Sure, let's do a few. Let's get a little
more. All right, so this article is the 33 hottest IPAs in America right now, which was in March.
So it's not right now anymore.
No, not anymore. IPAs are so hot right now. That sentence is so 1996 and 2018 and probably 2030.
That's right.
Or July of 2018. I just have to go to that part to kind of segue.
Which may or may not be when we're recording this episode.
Right. We have no idea. This is episode 92 again. So, IPAs have dominated bringing drinkers in flocks to their favorite beer bars, turning naysayers into beer snobs, and sending rabid collectors across state lines, which is all true, which makes picking the best IPAs quite a task. This is done by a bunch of people. Their panel, they divided the country into four sections. In the Northeast, they have longtime writer and owner of Alphabet City Beer Company, Zach Mack. And the South is legendary beer blogger Al Sharpton. The Midwest is in the able hands of Kate Bernaw. And Bring Up the West is Ezra Johnson Greenough, founder of Portland Beer Week and the New School Beer Blog. Okay. We need to get on these panels. That's our next objective. So number one, which got us on this whole kick, Melvin Brewing Hop Shocker, which we don't have.
No, but we do have one of their IPAs.
Right. So who knew the vast plains, Rocky Mountains, and gushing geyser Wyoming could yield world-class IPAs? And I like this basic, their regular IPA is delicious. I can't imagine how good this Hop Shocker would be. Let's see. Hop Shocker is one of the latest in Melvin's double IPA rotating line, said to contain some pure uncut lupulin straight from the hop flower. Brewed with Mosaic Simcoe hops. From Corvallis, Oregon, Block 15, Brewing Sticky Hands.
Okay.
This is sticky IPA full of wet lupulin-packed hops from the Pacific Northwest.
What's the lupulin going on?
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds good. It's always fresh, juicy, and dank at the same time. There's your dank. That's your Pacific Northwest thing. The number three one from Seattle, Washington is Rubens Brews Grunge Geist Crush. For the rotating Crush series of beers, Seattle's Rubens Brews always keeps things interesting with the trendiest thing going. Oh, look, and we've had this one. The fourth one on the list is from Vermont, from Frost Beer Works. Do you remember Frost when we had the Frost?
Not jumping to the front of my mind.
So Frost beer may not have immediate name recognition, as you just demonstrated, of some of their neighbors, but in the past year's any indication, it won't stay that way for long because they're putting out beers like Plush, a double IPA with flavor profile, like you took a little patch of Vermont and dragged it through a South American citrus farm, or in brewer's words, a soft mouthfeel and juiciness reminiscent of both the late Scott Weiland and Stuffed Animals. All right. What number was that I left off on? Oh, and that's from Vermont. And then I don't know where Ardmore, Pennsylvania is.
But they made that up.
Did they? Okay. They have a beer called Tired Hands Alien Church IPA. Ever heard of it?
Nope, but I like the name.
All right. So they've been called controversial, innovators, and everything in between. But the one thing you can't call Tired Hands is unpopular. They're in a hunt to create a dank, turbid masterpiece like Alien Church. There's your dank again. Grapefruit, pine, champagne. But I'll find where Ardmore is. I will get some of this, and I'll get it out to you. And then the last... Wait, I'm supposed to do 11? Have you been counting? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
Yeah, got it.
Go okay, we're going fast. So next one, Bissell Brothers Swish from Portland, Maine.
Okay.
Hailstrom Prairie Madness from Tinley Park, Illinois.
Okay.
Toppling Goliath King Sioux from Decorah, Iowa.
I think I've heard of that one. Okay,
really? Next. If you loved Pseudo Sioux, you can imagine appeal of her all grown up big brother, a wallop of double IPA packing a massive citrus hop punch. That's Toppling Goliath King Sioux.
Okay.
And then to finish this off with all the Lupulin Brewing Hooey from Big Lake, Minnesota. This choice little number took the Twin Cities by storm this winter when it hit draft lines at one popular beer bar in Minneapolis. Who? What? Give me more of that. Six hops. Citra, Mosaic, Simcoe, Amarillo, Mandarina, Bavaria, and El Dorado. That sounds good.
Okay.
Is that enough of the Listomania?
Yeah, that's enough.
All right.
I finished my beer.
Oh, I have not. So are we on to the next beer?
Yeah, we can grab another one.
That was absolutely delicious. Warmed up quite nicely. Quite the amazing beverage.
All right. The next beer is from Four Peaks Brewing Company out of Tempe. Is that what you say?
Tempe.
Or Temp.
Temp.
Tempe, Arizona. This is their Hop Knot IPA.
So, yeah, I was excited about this. This is my purchase. As you may be aware, I've recently been on Western travel. I flew into Las Vegas, and I've been working my way east to now I'm in a suburb of Denver in the unincorporated county of Arapaho.
That's right.
And on the way, I picked up some Arizona beers, which I subsequently found out in 2012 became partners with Anheuser-Busch. So it may be like those. We have a couple of those from East Coast side. I smell malt. Do you smell malt? I smell malt. Like biscuit. So yeah. This is an American style IPA. Hop Knot. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I taste malt.
I get a little bit of bitterness too.
I don't get a lot of bitterness in this. This tastes more like a Martzen.
Let's see. American malt and plenty of American hops crafted with a bold pioneering American spirit. Hop Knot IPA gets its name from weaving five different hops introduced at seven separate intervals during the brewing process, including our cavernous hopback, which gets so stuffed with the whole leaf hops that we feel genuine guilt for its excess. Hop Knot is the color of golden ale, but has the bitterness of a fine pale ale and the hop aroma of an IPA.
So it won the World Beer Cup Gold Award in 2012, bronze in 2006.
For IPA or?
For this beer,
Hop Knot. I mean, for what category?
Oh, I did not say what category. It just said World Cup Gold Award. I'm going to assume IPA, but it does not taste like an IPA to me at all. Are we palate busted?
I mean, we might be.
There's a slight dank with the malt, but it tastes more like a
So speaking of palate busted, let's go into our beer experiences for today, actually.
Okay.
taken together. Yes. So, first of all, to start out the day, not a beer experience, but a bar experience.
Yes, I forgot about that already.
We
it's been a long-ass day.
Last night, outside of Leadville, Colorado, in our last episode, you would have heard our podcast recorded there in our campsite.
In the shanty, in the rain.
That's right. And right on Turquoise Lake there. Beautiful campsite, although the rain kind of dampen our spirits.
Not at all. We had an excellent time.
But it did dampen our clothes.
It did dampen our clothes. And my daughter's tent, apparently.
Us
rich guys had the nice tents there. I won in the Mountain Gear one. No rain. The
so
Walmart
we were,
one. Not so good.
We went to Leadville after we packed all our crap up and got loaded up. And we went to the legendary Silver Dollar Saloon in Leadville, Colorado. We didn't go to the brewery,
which was
there.
Founded in 1879.
Yes, yes. And it was just so kind of like perfect mountain town cowboy.
Yeah, it
called.
Exactly.
There.
I mean, it was like all authentic.
And it lived up to that.
Yes.
Cowboy bar. You go in, you've got big glass mirrors, you've got all sorts of paraphernalia all over the
no
walls.
No beer on tap.
No beers on tap, just bottles
liquor
and cans.
And everything.
They have plenty of liquor on tap.
Yeah.
Well, and bottles.
And bottles.
But we decided to partake of one Colorado whiskey.
Yes.
Just because we're in Colorado.
What is it called? 64?
Something 64.
Something 64.
It was hemp infused.
Because we're the highest elevation.
Yeah.
Leadville is notorious at 10,000 what?
10,200. I mean, our campsite was at 9,900, something like that, 9,800. So
it was
around 10,000. Let's just call it 10,000.
And, I mean, the bar stools were uneven and worn.
I almost fell out of my butt. Mike got the sweet shirt that I think in the picture on our Facebook page that was posted. By the time this was recorded, like 3 months ago.
Yeah, like a year ago.
He's wearing. And
right.
It's all class. I
mean, it is all class. My kids are horribly embarrassed by this. Like, this is like wearing an FBI shirt, female body inspector. It's like, it doesn't say whether the bartenders are male or female. And if you see the picture, all that might make sense.
Okay, so we started there, and then we went to Idaho Springs,
Colorado. We did skip something. We skipped... You mentioned there's a
brewery. Oh, yeah, Leadville Brewing Company, which is a really cool little brewery there in Leadville. They have a little bar on Main Street, bar and liquor type joint, where you can bring in food and play cornhole game and stuff like that. But they also have a brewery there that I've been to a couple times and I've had their beer, and I think they've expanded, I heard, just recently. But we skipped by that because it was still early.
It was
in the
too
morning.
Early.
I mean, it
for
was
beer.
Early enough for whiskey, but
right.
Beer. Come on, I mean,
right?
It's
right.
Just, it doesn't make sense.
You have to have some respect, right? You're going to be drinking at that. We also rationalized that I was East Coast, and at the time it was afternoon.
It was one
East Coast time.
So we headed out of Leadville and went to Idaho Springs on our way to Mount Evans, and we stopped at Westbound and Down.
Westbound and Down.
Brewing there in Idaho Springs, which I really like that brewery. I've been there a couple times before. I had been to there's also another brewery that's been there a long time, Tommyknocker's in town, which is more kind of like, I would say, touristy kind of brewery where they have they have good beer, but it's like kind of like all those different flavors, right? Like the amber, the pale ale, the lager, the blonde,
couldn't go there because they didn't allow dogs.
No, you know, I have a dog, unfortunately.
No, he's a cool dog.
He's a cool dog.
He was the mayor of the town at this other place.
So we were able to hitch the dog to the front of the bar, Westbound
and
Down.
Which was awesome.
And we were sat in, like, the best seats in the bar.
I think
like,
so.
Like, right on Main Street, overlooking the Main Street. Because
it was a gorgeous day, in the shade.
Idaho Springs, in the shade.
Open to the Main Street.
And we had a sampler there. And what was I think you had the best beer of
their straight-up Colorado Pale Ale.
I think it's just their, like, their standard beer.
It was awesome.
It was very good. They had some Belgian beers. They had a lot of different variety.
They
kind
did.
Of like a surprising amount of variety.
I enjoyed all of
Belgian,
it.
Sours, just
even
about
your
anything.
Porter was good.
Yeah.
I stayed away from all the sours, though. I was like, the Saison looked really intriguing, but then when it said it had that sour, funky thing, I was like, oh, too much, man.
So, Westbound Down Brewing in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
Highly recommend it if you're driving down 70 to
the ski or from a ski resort in the summertime, to or from hiking, whatever you're into.
Colorado's fucking awesome, dude. This state, it's amazing.
All right. Anything else as this beer warms up?
Still don't believe it's an IPA.
So I guess these beers have been carried in your cooler
for
2 weeks.
Well,
on and off ice and a very...
They've been iced the entire time. I'm not quite sure time-wise, but I got this in Page, Arizona at the Safeway. But
it tastes to me just like a kind of standard bland...
Marzen.
It does. I get where you're coming from.
You know, because you get the malty. It's malty with a little tiny. It's a little too bitter for a Marzen.
I could see it as being like a standard IPA. I think it's probably not. I doubt this is what it tastes like off the tap.
Yeah, you're probably right. We're doing a disservice. So, Four Peaks, I apologize if we didn't get you freshly squeezed.
But we will. That doesn't matter. We do that all the time with beer. So,
what's that? Let it sit too long in the back of a Ford Expedition.
Peak.
Yeah. So in 2015, it looks like they got bought by Anheuser-Busch. So all the awards they won for this were prior to being purchased by Anheuser-Busch. I'm not saying nothing, but haven't won shit since then on this beer.
No, hopefully it's the same kind. Their labels now, they just look kind of like, hey, I'm a generic IPA.
Right.
I like Melvin, which I don't know what the hell's going on in that can.
Right, for a minute I thought Melvin was the android from Hitchhiker's Guide. That's Marvin. But I thought what the picture was. It looks like an android.
But what the hell is that? It's like a guy in a hoodie with a hot face and a square on his chest.
And like cables. It's like thing. Steampunk.
I don't know what's going
on? Steampunk android hop poker player.
I think these guys might cross the border into Colorado every now and then. Do their
own. Oh, are you saying they're little? Hagia. So what else? Their other beers. Let's see what else they have. They've got a double IPA. Well, we know they're on the hottest IPA list.
Oh yeah, Four Peaks. So we'll.
Not Four Peaks. I'm sorry. Oh, I was looking at Melvin again.
Oh, okay.
Because all of their,
They're all. So, yeah, let me look at this. Which ones I've had? I've had Hubert. I've had Melvin, obviously. Melvin IPA. I've seen Jesus, your IPA. I think I've had one of your IPAs. What else?
Is that a shocker? Oh, no.
No, I haven't had that one. Rotational Imperial IPAs.
Well, that looks like a beat-up elephant. It looks very interesting.
Yeah. There's some weird stuff going on with their artwork.
All right. So what is our next action here?
Do you want to hit on a couple more of those Listomanias, or will we be done with that?
I can keep going on the list from the 33.
Why don't you just scan through those quickly and see if anything jumps out at us that we've had or know about?
Well, I did scroll all the way down, and they do have Julius on there. Which I love that beer. They have Burial Surf Wax from Asheville, which isn't too far away from me, so I'll see if I can get some of that. Never heard of that. Creature Comforts Tropicalia from Athens, Georgia, which is where REM and B-52s came from. Oh, shit. Tractor. We should call Mark on this one. Hey, Mark, if you ever listen, get Against the Grain Rico Sovin. Not many brews can be compared to fine white wine regarding complexity and fruity notes, but the aptly titled Rico Suavin. I can't fucking read. Rico Suavin. What? Is there somebody here?
The dog is just wandering around.
Uses New Zealand's Nelson Suavin hops, which draw comparisons to delicate Sauvignon Blanc grapes. So anyway, down in Louisville.
Sauvin hops?
Let's check that. We've had Maine Beer Lunch. We've had that. That's a delicious beer. And then from Burlington, Vermont, Foam Brewers Pavement Imperial IPA.
Huh. Never had that. Burlington had some of those beers. From that, not from that place. I don't
recognize that. But.
From Marengo, Ohio. Not sure. Hoof-hearted Conky Dong.
That's made up.
It looks like a Donkey Kong, but it's a Conky Dong, and there's a barrel with a hole where his junk should be. From Chicago, Illinois, Pipeworks Ninjas versus Unicorn. I might just have to buy that because of the marketing forward on it. Look at that crazy ass can. And then from Wilmington, Michigan, Old Nation M43.
Man, there's like so many new IPAs I haven't heard of. Like 90% of these.
All right.
95% of these.
Florida is back on the list. I loved before Cigar City got acquired. It's still pretty good. Their Hi-Li was an excellent one. So, Jupiter, Florida. Is that another made-up place?
Yeah, that's real. I've heard of that.
Okay. Florida is steadily garnering mounting respect from beer advocates throughout the U.S. and IPA Happy Civil Society is part of the reason why. Civil Society Fresh.
Mike, I can't keep up with all these beers anymore.
I can't either. And I've been to some of these places. Westbrook Citrus Redacted from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
Redacted.
And then from Portland, Oregon. Now, they always make good IPAs. Ex Novo Brewing Juicy in the Sky with Diamonds. Gonna like that.
All right.
Should we stop on that one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Last one I'm going to go. Okay. Because it's from New Mexico.
Okay.
Albuquerque, no less, where your people are from.
Uh-huh.
La Cumbra Gopher Broke. Though their most addictive microbrew product might be Blue Sky from White and Pinkman, the second most desired might be IPAs from Albuquerque's La Cumbra Brewing. With their new brew, La Cumbra is putting it all in the line in a series of single hop but double dry hop double IPAs. The latest Gopher Broke beer is modeled after fruit forward candies and finished with a long creamy finish.
All right, I'm gonna have to like get this list and go to the biggest like beer selection store near me and find some of these.
Just
and,
load
like,
up.
Yeah, just. Because what I found that I'm doing lately is just going back to like the stuff I recognize that I've had before.
Right.
Way too much and not experimenting as much as I used to.
Well, because you don't want to try and fail, like getting a four peak. I mean, not saying the four peaks is bad.
Getting something that wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But there's so much out there that I'm missing out.
And there are so many good ones.
All right.
We were surprised today with the Westbound and Down.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's going to be their most generic beer, the Colorado Pale.
So you skipped it.
Yeah.
It turned out to be the tastiest.
Yeah. I went with like the crazy, oh, this is our kind of hazy IPA / West Coast weird mix amalgam thing. And that thing was okay, but
right. That was the
best one
pies.
Was just their yeah, the hoppy pies.
Yeah, that was okay.
But the best one was, yeah, the Colorado Pale.
But their Dippa was good too, though.
Yeah.
Did you try it? You tried it.
I had some. Yeah.
I liked it. That was reminiscent of a New England one. All right.
All right. So I've heard of this beer many times. I've never actually had it. Deschutes Brewing. They've been around a long time. Deschutes. Did I say it right? They're out of Oregon. Even when I was back in my Microsoft days a long time ago, that was like, I don't know, 20 years ago, I had Deschutes beer.
Yeah. They've been around forever. I just picked this up because I wanted...
1988. To be
really that long. Yeah. That's before Pete's Wicked Ale.
That's before I was legal.
Right. We were 17, 18, 19, somewhere 16.
Couldn't do math very well.
15.
But, yeah. So I've heard of this beer
a lot. Your birthday's on Thursday.
And I wanted to try it.
Well, half, so. I got a six.
Why
of
did
this
you pick this? Just
because. Actually, this was the first six pack I got on the trip, so this has been in the cooler the longest. But it's been quite pleasing. I got it because I just wanted a six pack of beer.
Mm. I didn't smell too much.
No, this is not how it tasted about a week and a half
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
this one definitely.
IPAs are delicate. They're
yeah.
delicate beer.
You
style.
Need to get this. This was much better 10 days ago.
I could probably get this here, I think.
You should definitely get this fresh squeezed. What is this called?
Fresh squeezed.
Oh, there you go. Like, you should not have it as banged up. that beer has traveled from... Actually, I might have bought that beer in Vegas. I don't know where I bought it, actually.
I mean, we're not past the Best Buy date, 8/18, so we're still good there. It's just that, you know, IPAs can get light struck, and, you know, we might be a little palate blasted. I'm super tired. I got up at, like, 6 in the morning.
Yeah, and we had... But you got up at 6 in the morning and made coffee on the shore of a lake at 10,000 feet.
That was pretty epic, yeah.
Watch the sunrise. I mean, come on now.
Watch the sunrise over the lake as the mountains, like, got, you know, more and more sun on them, and it kept going down, and there were mists over the lake.
That's
and, like,
awesome.
These birds flying in and landing in the water. It was pretty awesome. And there was no one on the beach.
And you haven't taken a nap. You had your wife drive. I had to drive up that fucking crazy mountain and down again, and I was falling asleep half of the time. I was like, I'm going off the edge. I kept asking the kids if their seatbelts were on. Like, that's going to save us.
Yeah. I kept thinking, like, what would happen if we went off the edge here? Well, we would just tumble forever, yeah, pretty much.
It would just be like a whole roll.
Like, there's... Yeah, you would just be shaking, not stirred.
Yeah, you're done.
All right, so this beer is 6.4%, 60 IBUs. A juicy citrus and grapefruit flavor profile as if fresh citrus and mosaic hops were squeezed straight into the bottle.
I have to agree with that material, and early on in this six-pack, it was delicious. But of the three we had tonight, it does not hold up.
Not too bad.
I wonder if it were in a can.
Oh. Now,
both of these other IPAs we've had were bottles, except for Melvin. And Melvin was pretty strong in the can.
Yeah, and I probably got that Melvin a while ago. And we mentioned that last episode, didn't we, about all the craft brews in cans now.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I mean,
it works.
At the Westbound and Down, they had their what do they call them? Crowler? Not crowler. Yeah, crowlers.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they take that freaking can.
Get one of those 32-ounce beers to go. Yeah, I got a couple of those from that place before.
And on the same note with beers and crowlers, my Werdaka.
The growler, hydro flask.
It's a hydro flask. I didn't realize there was a hydro
flask.
Oh,
it is?
I don't know if it's
it looks
the
just
brand
like,
hydro.
Yeah.
But it kept the ice all day in the desert. And I told you, I was like, I got that, and it was full of beer when I got mine. Yours weren't even full of beer when you got yours, so. But we should, I wonder if they would have filled that up at Westbound and Down. Might have been worth it for that seat, whatever that stuff is called.
There were, I remember in Gaithersburg, one brewery kind of like being weird, or somewhere in Maryland, being weird about using a different brewery's.
They didn't like the glass.
Stuff.
Growlers because they couldn't guarantee the cleanliness and they didn't want
is that what it is?
They didn't want to get their rep tarnished.
Yeah, that's the I think are worried about that. Some are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
and
like, are you gonna give?
But someone was
beer?
Like saying about like labeling or something like that, which doesn't make sense to me. I think it was still being figured out that
Old Town Tavern, which became Growlers.
Yeah, and it's gone.
It closed,
now, right?
But now it's reopened something else, which I'm going to check
out. A brewery?
Out. Yes, a brewery.
Oh, that's
so
good to hear.
I'll give you a report. Yeah. Because I went by there
cool
to grab lunch one day.
Cool
and I was like, it's cool.
Location. Yeah.
A lot of history just for us.
Yeah.
All right, so should we have any closing comments here? Because we have to do like 16 more episodes to catch up. We got to get to 100 so we get syndicated.
I know, we got
to
get 100. So
quit talking about being tired. Get some
forgot
coffee.
To do last time was comment on if you had to take one of these lovely lady home or a lovely gentleman home, which would it be? And I don't think there's probably a
Melvin
choice in this one, unfortunately.
Nah, Melvin totally.
The others were kind of hard luck losers. They probably were not.
They didn't get the best treatment in the backseat of my Ford Expedition, but they have traveled many states. But out
and
there
they did
for,
keep you well nourished on your trip when you were stopped at hotels and various campsites along the way. You
correct.
Had the nourishment of beer to deal with your three children.
There were five other of these fresh squeezed. What is it called again? Fresh squeezed IPA. As a matter of fact, I did not know I had that sixth one left that was hidden under the ice. So that made it. But yeah, no, they kept me happy. I didn't touch any of the Arizona ones because I was like, oh, I'm going to see Chris. Maybe we'll save these for the podcast.
Next episode is going to be an Arizona beers episode. A little teaser for you guys.
And episode 92, too. 92 again. 92 as well. 92 T-O-O might be a good one for that.
92 to...
That was Utah-based. And then we had Arizona. That was all Utah.
That's right. Well, it was all Wasatch, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is Utah.
Yeah.
And then, I do have, what? The Johnny IPA. Why don't we throw that in for an IPA?
Want to throw one more in?
Well, come on, man.
Okay.
And that's from Utah. All
right.
Oh, look, guys, we're gonna go back to a can.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Let's do that.
And it's an IPA.
All right. Where is this from? Moab, Utah.
Wait, what was the next episode? It's Arizona, right?
Arizona, right. Okay. So we can have this because it's an IPA. And you had one of those. I mean, I love this one.
I have one of these. I don't remember too much about it, to be honest.
You had it at the campsite, so it didn't jump out at you. But I did find this beer was pretty ubiquitous. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Ever-present?
Yeah.
So it was around a lot of Utah and Arizona bars. You can get it at gas stations, so it may not be the greatest in the world.
Johnny's American IPA.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I got it because it was around Independence Day.
Microbrew. Yeah, it's very Independence Day. Oh, I need to retake our picture. Oh, let me pour yours first. And neither of us have to go anywhere, which is a bonus.
Right,
of...
We do. Neither one of us has to drive.
Of being together for these episodes. We didn't have to drive last night or tonight.
I don't know if you guys are aware, but Chris moved to Colorado and ruined our partnership. And made it much harder to record these episodes because he lives 2,000 miles away. I'm sorry, that came out passive-aggressive.
Just set up your TripAdvisor searches and... You know, what's $600 an episode?
Right. I agree.
I mean, we make more than that each episode.
Exactly. It's such a cash cow.
And plus, we record multiple episodes.
Do you think I can get a tax write-off for this? Okay, I'm not getting anything. You getting anything?
I'm trying. All right, so a series of basically disappointing second tries of beers.
Yeah.
Other than Melvin.
Melvin was great.
So it didn't change our favorite.
No, we did not. We did not. We did not have a last minute coup.
Get some IPA in there. It just tastes to me like a pretty bland IPA.
It's as like you said, you go to the brew pub and then have this. No.
Yeah.
It's got one of those tastes to it.
Let's see what it says on the cans though. Put some hops in your step in a pale ale. 10 million years in the making. From Moab, Utah. Say Moab, you pilgrims. Moab Brewery, Moab, Utah. 4% alcohol by volume.
4%? What's up with me getting these fucking 4% beers?
An American IPA, golden in color with light malt hues and strong hop characteristics. Its vibrant citrus aromas and bitterness are created from the use of four bold American hops. Our dry hopping gives this beer that distinctive and aggressive hop finish. Enjoy.
It was the favorite beer of the year from the Utah Adventure Journal's journal editor's pick.
Maybe we are palate blasting.
We could be palate blasting, but you know, I do have to say that Moab is a pretty cool town.
Oh yeah.
It's a good town. I mean, it's a tourist town, I guess, because there's a lot of activity going on with the.
Is that where they do the Jeep Jamboree?
Yeah, there's a shit ton. I was thinking of you the whole time I was there because everybody was doing the whole with the Jeeps. Like I just did a finger gesture, two fingers up or whatever. And then the motorcycle people did the two fingers down. Every time they pass another, I don't know, because I'd never seen it before. But I think it had something because it was dudes not wearing helmets, and they would just flag down two fingers. So I don't, maybe there's some secret gang sign that I'm not part of. But in the town of Moab, they did have...
It's a small town, right?
They had Mater from Cars.
Tow Mater?
Tow Mater. In front of an auto shop. And Arches is, of course, right there. And
that's the one.
30
that's
miles that. Away is Capitol Reef. No. Shit. Canyonlands. Got him confused. I did hit all five... National
not just
parks.
The four, you got five.
I got five national parks.
Because people talk about the big four. What are the big four?
You tell
which
me
ones
the big
left
four.
Out? Like there, maybe it's the big five, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it's big, because Capitol Reef and Canyonlands, I mean, they're impressive as shit, independent, both of them. We're like, it's freaking amazing. But after seeing Zion, Bryce, Grand, they're like, eh. So I was like, drink in the beauty, and I believe the joke that kept getting quoted back to me from my daughter Molly was, sip, sip, more rocks. I was like, but this is amazing. You know, it was like, too much time in the desert gets on a person. But
right.
we did end well.
Yeah.
On the top of the world, Mount
right.
Evans. Right?
Mount Evans, beautiful views forever.
It's a 14er, and we saw 14er. A shit ton of other 14ers.
We saw
Denver.
Mountain goats.
Mountain goats.
We saw a bighorn sheep, which they all had little horns, but I think
no, we saw a bighorn.
See one
bighorn
with a
bighorn? Yeah.
Oh, sweet. We saw marmots.
Yeah, that one fat one lying out on the rock, just like, oh. It's like these
soaking up his rays.
Like, seriously, how did you survive? How did you not
that's
get
my
killed
spirit
for fur?
This is a marmot.
Shit, that should be the quote for tonight. My spirit beast is a marmot. Good night.
93.
Done.
All right, let's take us out.
All right. Hold on, because I'm old now. I need reading glasses. Thanks for listening to CNBC Episode
93.
You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at CNBCpodcast.com.
I should make sure to renew that. You can email us at CNBCpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page. Like I said, there's a picture of Mike and I back together at Westbound Down. Go check it out. We will post a couple others from this trip, just fun stuff, not
for
necessarily
sure.
beer stuff.
Right, why not?
Some of the stuff we talked about this episode.
Good bonding with our sons.
You can also see our video episodes on YouTube, youtube.com/CNBC podcast. We recorded a very dark and dank one.
And don't forget the sour.
You can also follow us on Twitter at CNBC podcast. That's where we'll link to our various YouTube and iTunes/RSS feed.
So I do have a beer quote, but I want to replace it with yours. Like, can you just end us with a beer quote today?
What was it again?
If I were if my spirit was a marmot.
My spirit beast is a marmot. Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink good beer.
Drink great beer. It's just like riding a bike, right?
Yep. You start.
Oh, damn it. How do I make that highlighted yellow?
All right, I'm just going to stop and start again.
Number 93.